Parshas Kisava. We have the Parsha of the Tochacha. I'd like to speak about some of the minhagim, some of the halachas, about the Ola Torah, and we'll start with that. Mr. Shem, the first half will be about how you call up the Ola, who gets called up, what happens if he doesn't want to come up, a few ma'asim, and such. Coming from the Gemara down to Shulchan Aruch and to the later day poskim. And then the second half, I want to go through the Gemara a little bit more in depth and say over a Sfas Emes, which I think is very, very geschmack. Okay. So first, let's just read this, where this comes up. This is Mishnah and Gemara in Megillah. So in Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, is where the Gemara is. It's quoting the Mishnah of Eimav Sikim B'Klolos. The Mishnah says, do not stop in the middle of the Klolos. That's the Mishnah. Menoha Nemili, Amr Chibar Gamda, Amr Bi'asi, Amr Kro, Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timos. Okay, so it's considered a mius to stop in the middle of the klolos. And Rashi says, because it's one of the Shatam of Rashi is, if you stop in the middle of the klolos, Mara Atmo Shekoshelo Likros, you're making it look like it's difficult for you to read, and that's why you can't stop in the middle of the klolos. So you could don other situations outside of Kriyas Torah, you know, even Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, if you stop in the middle of the klolos, would that be a problem of Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timos? Maybe it looks bad. Or if it's Muchach that you have something else to do, and you stop in the middle of the klolos, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Yesh lodon.
What's the nekuda there?
Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timos. Rashi, one of the pshatim of Rashi is, you're showing that it looks like it's difficult for you. You're like, oh, I can't read this. You're not willing to accept Zeras Hashem. That's the issue. Gemara's second pshat is, Reish Lakish, Amar Lefi She'ein Omrim Bracha Ala Puranos. We do not say a bracha on Puranios. That is Reish
Lakish.
Yeah. According to Reish Lakish, nothing to talk about. Okay? Now, and we'll see later, also you can ask the question, brachos chayv levarech ala ra. We do make a bracha on bad things, right? Baruch by an emes. Yes. But here we're saying, aim levarech on pranis. Okay. The Rishonim asked the question here. Rishonim Taka asked the question. Okay. So the Gemara says, elehechi ovid. If you can't make a bracha on pranios, and we know you need to make a bracha, so what should you do? So Tana Kishu Maskil Maskal the Pasuk Chilafnaim, Kishu Masim Masim Pasuk Lacharayim. So you start beforehand and you end afterwards. That way the bracha is not going on the klolos. Amar Abayeng, Lo Shanu El Klolos Shabbat Torah Kohanim, Avak Klolos Shabbat Mishnah Torah Posek. This is only true for Parshas Bichlakosa. For Parshas Kisavo, it's more kal, and you could be Posek Be'emza. And the Gemara says what the Kula is, because Bichlakosa is from Kodesh Baruch Hu and Lashon Rabim, and Kisavo is Lashon Yachid from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Gemara for now. In Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tov Chav Ches is where you find these halachas. And the Mechaber there says that nowadays the minhag is Shalola Hafsik, even in Parshas Kisavo. Oh, very good, very good. Tav Chav Ches, Lashon Tov Chav Ches, very good. There's taka a lot of Ramazim in the simonim of Shulchan Aruch.
The tour did that one on purpose.
Yeah, no, there's taka a lot of Ramazim. We could talk later about other Muslim we can come up with in the simonim of Shulchan Aruch. That's a few. Nitil Sadaim, Kuf Nun Ches, Akaneach. Okay. So, even though Abaye says Lakula, Torah and Mishnah Torah, you could be posek. Shulchan Aruch brings, there's a minhag nowadays not to be mafsek. The Ramah says in that same simon, no again shelo likros achas bishmo, we don't call him up by his name, ela korin misha yirtze. Korin misha yirtze. Machasitza Shekel understood the Ramah to mean pshuto kamashmo, you go yamod misha yirtze. Be'er halacha there says, no, that's not what it means. Be'er halacha says that you call up, you check out first who is willing to come up, and then you call him up. It just means you have to find out the person who's willing to go for it. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about, so that's Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah. Let's talk a little bit about who gets the Aliyah, because there certainly is, it's clear there's a, from the fact that Moaz to say that, that there is a concern over the klala being chal on the person getting the liya. So let's speak out all the shitas here. So the Mishnah Berurah here brings the Maharil that was makbid to only call up the shamish. He was worried about the problem. And he says to Shamish, and you pay him a little bit of money for this, that's his job, he gets the aliyah. Mishnah Berurah writes that himself, that in many places the minhag was, or is, same way it is now, that you give the Baal Koreh the aliyah, and he says, v'nochon hu. And he says, even if Baal Koreh is a Kohen, he gets Kohen all the way through, which, you know, it's different than Michal Kosai and Kisavo, and then you break up the aliyahs the rest of the way after that. Okay. Now, Magen Avraham here, this Magen Avraham is very interesting here, he brings from the Knesset HaGadola, who do you call up? You call up the Chacham of the Kehillah. Usually, the Rabbanim get Seres HaDibros, he gets the Tochacha, not like you're used to. Because it's roi for him to be Mochiach the Tzibur. Lehefech, you'll see in a few of the Svarim, if you want to find in Kafa Chaim here, he brings from the Sefer HaChassidim, Davka Na'ama Aretz. Should get the aliyah, almost like the klal shouldn't be chal. This time chacham, the klal should be chal. I'm aretz. So you have lehefech lehefech, and time chacham. People all deny his words miskayim. I'm aretz. And then the Knesset Hagadola is brought down here. He says, I'm not worried about the whole thing about klalos. Anybody can get the aliyah. I'm not worried about who should get the aliyah. Agav, once I was masked in Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham here talks about the different kepedas on who gets different aliyahs and the such, and you know this is the famous thing also, the question by Matos Masai, for all the Masos, the Masai, do you read it all as one long, you'll see different places, sometimes Rishon is all the Masos together, and some see Durim split it up. So the quote there, it's Torah Mor, they all one of the Shemus Kosh Baruch Hu is Membe's Osios, Membe's, so you keep all Membe's Masos together, not to be Mafsik Shem. That's where it comes from. It's brought down here. Egel Hazov, Magen Avraham says, there was a Minog. I'm sorry, that is a Minog. By Egel, everyone wonders, why is Parshas Kisisa so long, Rishon and Sheni is so long in Kisisa, right? We dafka want to give the Egel, which is in Sheni, to a Levi.
Because he did the Egel.
Because it's not going to be Chal
then. That's good.
And also there, you read it. There's a he brings there. You read it. B'kol Namuch. No one does this. You read it in a soft voice. Okay. Yeah.
Now,
no Egel. Egel. Magen Avraham here in Tafkav Ches says this about the Egel. Kol Namuch. We'll get to Tochacha in a second. Yeah. Now, the Arizal would get the Aliyah for Tochacha, back to the Tochacha, Rizal get Aliyah, because he held the Chacham Shabbir gets it. He would read it B'kol Gadol. Usually the Milan goes to read it B'kol Namuch. He would read it B'kol Gadol. I believe. The same reason that the Chacham Shabbir gets it, to give, you know, to point out, this, listen to this, this is important, don't be over the, keep
Yadash.
Okay. Now, a couple other makoros about the klala being chal. The Ramah in Siman Nun Gimel says that somebody who does not get along with the Baal Koreh, the Baal Koreh hates him, he should not get aliyah for the Tochacha. Because maybe the Baal Koreh will have kavana for the klala to be chal on him. That's the Ramah in Siman Nun Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah that brought the minog of that the Shliach Tzibur gets the aliyah, I saw a pshat behind it, is if you call up somebody, it almost looks like you're calling him up to get the klala. So that's why you don't call up anybody. And there even is a minog brought down that whoever got the previous aliyah, who usually sticks around, should leave the bima before the Parshas Tochacha. Maybe even the Gabayim also, which that you've never seen, but okay, that minog is brought down as well. Mishnah Berurah over here, no, not over here, in Kuf Lamed Ches, Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, the Ramah says about Likro B'Dovar Tov, Yesayim B'Dvar Tov. He brings here Sefer Chasidim, that Tavshin Ayin, that the Gabbai should not call up cannot call up an Iver or Piseach, Parshas Iveres or Shavur. Anybody who has a kind of mum should not be called up for the Parshas where there's mumin are concerned, and they have limitations. Somebody who has a Nesek, Saras, shouldn't be called up for that Parsha. Lo yikro l'misha choshed al arayos, Parshas arayos, v'chein b'chol dover v'dover. V'ein l'chazen l'achshov l'varich echad b'shas brachos, o l'kalel b'shal shakori haklolos. Don't have in mind to be mevarich l'kalel. V'hatam sh'tzarech sh'yeh kavanosu l'kros b'torah l'shmo, v'lo l'shem machshav azorah. So you see, for the Sefer Chassidim, there's a concept of the priest of Torah being chal on the person who's getting the aliyah. Avada, though, the kavana should be lishma for kiyum of kriyas Torah and not for klala. This is Mishnah Berurah Kof Lamed Ches. People talk about this. This is where it comes from. This is Sefer Chassidim. Okay. Now, let's get to. Okay, one more thing about the Tzuras HaKriya. How should the Baal Kori read it? So the Gemara in Megillah, let's look back at the Gemara in Megillah. Levi Barbuti, about six lines down after the two dots. Levi Barbuti have a Kori become a Gam game. He would read it and he would be Megam game, which usually means stutter in the Klolos. And Rav Huna said back to him, only be makbid on Torah, on Klosh and Torah's Kohanim, Parshas Bichol Kosai, not Parshas Kisavo. Rashi says, what's Megam game? Kora Osam ben Merutza Ubekoshi. He would read the Klolos quickly and with difficulty. And some of Farshim learned that to mean that's where it comes from, the Kol Namuch, to read it in a soft voice, that's difficulty.
It's like crying?
Yeah, however you want to define Koshi Umarutza, that's what Rashi says. And some say Kol Namuch. Interesting to note, the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Tefillah, Perik Yod Gimel, Halacha Zayin, brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Manoach, Min Hagenu Likros HaKlolos Begimgum, we would read the Klolos Begimgum, Aval Shal Mishnah Torah Ein Sarach LaGamgim. He's bringing the Gemara. By saying our meaning is to read Begimgum, that sounds like he's learning Gimgum as Pshuto Kamashmo, actually stuttering. I've never seen this before. It would be a problem, Lechora. How are you Yotze with stutter? You have to say the whole word, but with difficulty. That's where Rabbeinu Kesef Mishnah B'Shem Rabbeinu Noach Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yigimel Halacha Zayin.
That's like you're actually crying. You're actually crying when
you stutter.
You stutter while you're
stutter,
crying.
You're crying.
Yeah. But in regards to that, how unclear would it be, or how clear does it need to be for it to be a kosher line?
Yeah, that's Pashas why Rashi says Bekoshi Merutza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is the Amar Malkum to say that way. Now, a few issues, halachas, maisim. Because of this issue of klolos, there was many times in history where people would not want to get the aliyah and not want to make the brachos. The brachos makes it more official, makes the klolos bichal, and people wouldn't want to get the aliyahs. Beir halacha already was aware of many times. Beir halacha and Tov Chav Ches, he brings many times about this happening, and he says about this, Kama Ros, Osin, many bad things happening here. Do not Mekayim Kriyas HaTorah. He's talking about people, there are certain places that wouldn't read that part of the Parsha Bechlal. So you're not Mekayim Kriyas Torah. Our Gemara of Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas, you're being Mois in the Musar. He says also it's a toast because he says, just because you're not Kori B'Torah and you don't want to look at the Tochacha, do you think that the Tochacha is not going to chal on you? And he gives a dogma. He doesn't say these words, but you know how little children, they put their hands over their face and they say, you can't see me, and of course you can see them? That's what he's talking about. Somebody who walks on the street and there's a boar there. Cover your face, you're not going to fall on the boar. That's ridiculous.
But
that's his mushal.
But couldn't you say that that's like taking a part of the Torah itself? It's like taking a part of the Torah. Like when they don't read the Torah, it's like taking a part of the Torah. It is the Torah.
Taking apart?
Like taking out that part of the Torah.
That's the first thing he said. You can't. You of course can't do that. Then here there's a Maisa in Sefer Achayim, which is the brother Maral, that he heard from a Zokin Echad that he saw in a certain Kehila that the Sefer Torah was open Bibizayon for many hours because no one wanted to get the Aliyah. And there was one Zokin there that said, I'll be shocked if this Kehila doesn't get destroyed, and that year it was destroyed. mean, it's not funny, but...
It's not funny, but, like, it's a good prediction.
Now, again, many places wanted to read it without the brachos and without an ole. So Shlomo Kluger, in his Shuvas Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, there's 1,000 Shuvas in there, of course, Simin Samech Gimel, so he says certain kehilas, they didn't want to call up anybody. He says, Stein Roast also, they did two. There's two bad things by not calling up somebody. First of all, it looks like you're being mevaza the tochachos. Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. That's a problem by not having someone go up for the aliyah. Also, it's b'zayon haTorah. Every other parsha, you have people making a bracha on the Torah, and here you're not making a bracha. And he brings the Argamar Megillah, which is very clear that you make a bracha. Ein evarchem al peronios. But what do you do? You make the bracha before and bracha after. It's very clear. You have to make a bracha on the peronios, on the klolos, like the rest of the Torah. How could you? It's clear from the Shas and Poskim that you should make a bracha. Sefer called Shuvas Keren LeDavid, Simon Chavtes, same thing. Certain people wanted to do this. He says, Lefianis Taiti, Lav Shapir, Dami Ovid, Lemeavid Hochi. It's not a good thing to do this. He says, Ein Los Micha B'Shas of a Poskim. He brings this Gemara as well. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, and Min Lamed Hey. He says Minog Tosu, Asher Linokain, Asher Likros B'Tor B'Tzibur, Afilu Pasuk Echa B'Lo Bracha. Rav Avadya was asked this in Chelek Zayin, Simin Yotes, in Tveria, in certain Beis Knesses. There was Oli Morocco, people came from Morocco. And their minog was to read this parsha without a bracha, both the fanel v'acharea. And he said, even if they did that in Morocco, in Yisod, l'zeklal. And you'll see a lot of the Jews bring here also found in Yabi Omer over there, Kedarko B'Kodesh. Sefer called Chuvas Machne Chaim Sofer, he brings a maisa. One time again, the Sefer Torah was Munach Alateva. No one wanted to go up for the Tochacha. The son of Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz went up. He was a Baal Tshuva. He said, "Bikol Ram, Chatasi ki hisharti a sefer Torah munach al teva. I left it open. Ki mi roi sheikru lefanav tochacha emlo lefanai. I'm the one who's roi to get this tochacha. Shachatasi harbe neged Hashem yisparach ubirich bikol gadol al tochacha." He said the brachas bikol Ram. And the Chasam Sofer said about this: Zechus avos of Amdulo. The Zechus of Yosef Abshet stood for him that he should be shav b'tshuva. Even though everyone here is all saying the same thing, Shuva Sholu Meshev, mid-19th century, have this farm here, Chelek Hey, Simon Tess, he says, seemingly so, you can call up somebody for the Tochacha without getting a bracha before and afterwards, or not call up. Why does it sound that way? Here's the Maisa that happened. The Kehila, they did this, and he said that the way the Kehila was knowing is when they read that the Parshas Tochacha, they counted that as an aliyah, and then they finished off the aliyahs, even though no one got up and no one did the brachas. So he says, I warned them, and I said, the next aliyah should be one before, because the Tochacha didn't count. They didn't listen. And the guy who wanted Shvi'i, there's a guy who wanted Shvi'i, I guess this is probably B'chakosai, where he wanted the last Aliyah, and so they weren't maskim. He says, V'ga'arti bam v'amarti she'isaimu be'emsa, they should stop in the middle. I'm sorry? No, Shtokla is not Shvi'i there, but the Shvi'i wanted Shvi'i. They were behind an Aliyah because whoever got the Aliyah, the Tochacha, there was no one got the Aliyah. They counted as one. They shouldn't have counted as one because no one got up for the brachas and there was no Ola there, but they still counted it like the regular Aliyahs. He says, V'kama pa'amim martin lehem v'lo hishkichu. V'karu kulam shehem amei aretz. He called them amei aretz. Then they said they came to ask me what to do, and he says, and he told them, he got angry at them. He said, "Lo shamo b'kli berishon vaniti asu kfiya ole al aruchachem. Do whatever you want to do. You listen to me until now. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care for you guys." But the point is, his only kapedo was the seder of the aliyah. It sounds like the fact that they called up somebody, or they didn't call up anybody rather, without brachas, he was okay with. Negate everybody else before. So that is definitely the pashas of the tshuva. Rav Avadya wants to be Balam Yitzchus on Shuvah Sholomeshev and say the Maisa must have been like the previous Maisa, no one wanted to get up for Aliyahs, and he couldn't change anything. And with no other choice, he passing for them, this is what you should do. Meaning get the Aliyahs, read on, push back the Aliyahs. They didn't listen to him. He himself, he's Bavorn, maybe he himself should have got up the Aliyah, meaning Sholomeshev, like meaning Arizal. We said before, there's Minhagim that Tamil Chachamim get Aliyahs. He didn't want to do that because his cheshbon was, Dr. Ravad, his cheshbon was, in the eyes of the people of that Kehila, it would be like a negative thing. They wouldn't realize that this is like Lochia Chosam. So, and that would be a Chisar Nekvod Torah if he would get the Aliyah. So that's how, but Batsim, you shouldn't do this. This was basically Shatzachat. That's where Avada was Miyashiv. Avada, the Pashup Shah, is it sounds like Sholomeshev is not like everybody else, and he was okay with not saying a bracha on the Tochcha, but Lechor, the Pashas of the Sugya is that you have to make a bracha. Now, that is the Minhagim. I want to say one Pshat inside the Gemara. This is the Sfasemes. So again, let's say with the Gemara outside real quick. Mishnah says, don't be mafsik in the klolos. What's the reason you shouldn't? Two pshat in the Gemara. Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. It looks like it's difficult if you stop in the middle. The second pshat was because you don't make a bracha on the pranios, and if you would have to, if you'd stop in the middle, you're making a bracha on the pranios. For the Gemara, what do you do then? Don't start and end with the pranios. Rather, Atana says you start before and you end afterwards. Then the Gemara said, this is only true for Taras Kohanim, not true for Mishnah Torah. It's only true for Chakosai, not for Kisavo. That is the Gemara. And the Gemara then said, why is Mishnah Torah more kal? It's from Moshe, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lashon Yach, not Lashon Rabbim. So Sfasemes says like this. Lechora Reish Lakish, who said the second shot of Ein Mevarchan Al Puranios, should agree to the first pshat of Musar of Musar Hashem b'ni al timos, that it looks bad, it's showing difficulty if you stop in the middle. Rish Lakish would agree to it. So why is he saying a new pshat? So he says like this. You know, before I say this, let me pose a few questions on the Gemara, and then we'll try and knock them down with a pshat in the Gemara. Question number one. A huge question which many Achronim ask. The Taz and Shulchan Aruch and Tav Tav Ches ask this. Tosos Yantiv, Chasam Sofer, Nitziv, I believe. There's a huge list. Mishnah Megillah says, how many brachos were there Bizman HaMishnah on the Torah? There was always seven aliyahs, but did everyone make a bracha before and after? No. It was only the first and the last. That's the Mishnah Megillah, correct?
Yeah.
The Gemara then says, Vahedno, nowadays that we all make brachas before and after each aliyah. Why? Gzeirat, Hanechnasim, Vahayotim, someone may leave and miss the first bracha, the last bracha. Bizman HaMishnah, there was no brachas in the middle. Great, all the Achronim Akasha. Reish Lakish, our second Amora said, why is it Emaf Sikin ala Klolos? Why can't you stop in the middle of Klolos? Because you don't make a bracha on the Klolos. If you stop in the middle of Klolos, you have to make a bracha. Great, all the Achronim, it's not Shaykh a bracha in the middle. The Mishnah of Emaf Sikin ala Klolos. It's not Shaykh. If you're Mafsik, you're not going to make a bracha.
That's why the Achronim get paid the big bucks, because they ask solid questions.
You like the Kasha.
That's good stuff.
In Reish Lakish's time, there was, but he's explaining the Mishnah, the Pashtus. He's explaining the Mishnah. I'm being wrong. He was explaining the Mishnah. Why does Mishnah say Emafsik and Beklolos? Because of there's no bracha on Peronios. What do you mean? There's never bracha anyway. So, all the Achronim, Turiyev, and also all the Achronim say brachas and klolos were different. There were brachas there. They have different shaftim. And someone left in the middle, maybe there's brachas. There's a mesechta sofrim that they say there's certain parshas, even Mizman HaMishnah, there would be brachas even in certain parshas. Aseres HaDibros, Shiras Hayam, brachas v'klolos. There was parshas. Huh?
Brachos
are close, before the close. What?
Before and after.
Yes.
Specifically.
Yes.
That was what? You make sure
they don't miss. Doesn't say there explicitly what the reason is. Of course, the chashivas of the parsha, if it's in the Shira Sayam and those. So those are certain yeshuvim. Okay. That was question A. Question B. Just in Pashat Cheshman of the Gemara, and this I'm not going to have a good answer to, but we asked in Reish Lakish, you don't make a bracha on Puranios. We asked, if so, so what should he do? So we brought a Tana. Says Tana, you make a bracha lifnei v'acharei. Right? So, Tori Evan asks, this Tana supports Reish Lakish, Lechora. According to the first pshat of Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas, that you shouldn't stop in the middle of the klolos because it's showing difficulty, but nothing to do with brachos, why can't I start at the beginning of the klolos, and at the end of the klolos, and just make sure not to stop in the middle? According to the first Amora that says the reason why Emaf Sikim B'Klolos is because if I stop in the middle, it's showing a difficulty in my reading of the klolos. So that means where could I begin and end? Beginning of the klolos and end at the end of the klolos. In Reish Lakish, we said there was a Tana that holds Kishu Masil Masuk Bilifnehem V'Masayim Achareim. That was to explain Reish Lakish. You'll make a bracha on pranyos, so you start before the... When I say before, I mean at least the pasuk before, or three pasukim before, and you end three pasukim after. That Tana is in support of Reish Lakish. According to Rav Asi, that holds Pshat is Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timos. The reason why Ein Mafsikin is because you can't show difficulty of the klolos. You could start in the middle and you could end. And you could start in the beginning and end at the end. You don't have to start a pasuk before and a pasuk afterwards. This Tana should be a support for Reish Lakish. Question number three. We asked before, you do make a bracha on Ra'ah as well. Baruch Dayan Emes. Here we're saying Imevarach HaMpronyos. What's Pshat in Reish Lakish? Question number four. We brought before Minog that even B'Mishnah Torah were not Mafsikim, even though the Gemara says the chilek between Torah's Kodesh and Mishnah Torah. So what's Pshat in our Minog? Let's give a tam for the Minog, Bizman Hazeh, where we're Makbid not to be Mafsik, even in Mishnah Torah. With that Hagdama of those four questions, let's say over this fast MS about how you read the Gemara. I think it's very Gevaldic. Some of this is from other Achronim as well, but general approach is from Sfas Emes. First Amora says, Musha Hashem B'ni Al Timas, don't stop in the middle because it's showing difficulty in accepting Zeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reish Lakish says, second pshat is because we don't make a brach on pranyos. Reish Lakish agrees to the first pshat. It's a very fine spar. Musha Hashem B'ni Al Timas, don't stop in the middle of klolos. So Reish Lakish agrees to that. Just this one little nekuda. That was Bizmanehem in the Zman of the Mishnah. Nowadays, where you make a bracha on every aliyah, what would happen if you would be Masik Emsa Klolos? You would make a bracha right there. You would make you would make the bracha of the chasima of that aliyah. So, the whole reason you can't stop in the middle of the klolos is because why? It's showing difficulty in accepting the klolos. But when you finish the aliyah, you just made a bracha, which is showing an acceptance of what you just read. So nowadays, where you make a bracha before and after every kriya, every aliyah, Zaktis Fas Emes, the time of Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas should not apply.
That's good. I like that.
Right? It's good. It's a good chav?
That's a good chav, yeah.
Okay.
Why would he stop in the middle of it?
That's a good chav.
So we're not talking about that you have the aliyahs set up, but why would someone... When you do make a bracha on every aliyah or not?
Regardless.
Why would you stop? Again, let's assume that the aliyahs are not nikva to be in certain places. So again, emaf sikim b'klolos, we're assuming you'd be posting anywhere. I don't know if someone has to leave or maybe, I'm not sure the how it's set up. Maybe this is talking to whoever does set it up. But you can't because of Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. But if you can make a bracha afterwards, the tam is no longer applicable because you are showing that you're not stopping because you can't handle it. You just made a bracha on it. So that was only Bizmanehem. So Reish Lakish says the Mishnah of Ein Mafsikim B'Klolos, does it only apply Bizmanehem? Reish Lakish, no. I'll give you a reason why Ein Mafsikim B'Klolos even nowadays. Why? Ein Mevarchen Ala Peronios. So in the world of Reish Lakish, Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas was the reason why you don't are Ein Mafsikim Bizmana Mishnah. And Reish Lakish is Tom himself of Ein Mevarchen Peronios is to talk about Bizman Hazeh. When you do make brachas, there's another reason why Ein Mafsikim B'Klolos, because you don't make a bracha on Peronios. Is Reish Lakish's reason of Ein Mevarchen Peronios, is that applicable to Zman HaMishnah? Is it? No. Because Bizman and Mishnah, there was no brachos anyways. So according to Shlokish, it comes out that the first reason of why you not masim klolos is nogeya for Bizman and Mishnah, and cannot be applicable for Bizman and Zeh. And his reason of Eim Evarachal and Peronios is only applicable Bizman and Zeh when there are brachos, and can't be applicable Bizman and Mishnah. Each one is applicable for different time periods. Okay? Now, let's say something else. I saw a pshat. This is just a svara. I saw a pshat regarding the question of you do make a bracha on bad things. How can you make a, so why are we makbid not to make a bracha on pranyos? There's a chiluk of saras yacha and saras rabim. Something happens to an individual, you can make a bracha. These are pranyos for all of Klal Yisrael? That's too far. You don't make a bracha. Now, and that will be pshat in Reish Lakish in bracha on pranyos on saras rabim. You'll see here, there's whatever you look in the sugya, you see the Masechta Sofer, there's reasons why Lashon Rab for Saras Rabim, you don't make a bracha. Now, back to this. So again, so now with this, we answered the Taz's Kasha half of a fella. You remember we asked, what's Pshav Eimiv Varchan al Puranios? Anyways, there's no bracha Bizman HaMishnah. So what does it mean? You know, mafzik then klolos because you can't make a bracha. Anyways, even if you would stop, there's only a bracha in the beginning and in the end. Guess what? Everyone answered that there's times even by the Mishnah you make a bracha on klolos. Very nice. This is a new approach on Gansen. According to you, Reish Lakish was talking about bizman hazeh. Ena chanami. Why a mafzik in beklolos bizman hamishnah? Nothing to do with brachos. The mikoach of the kasha of the Taz. Which was, how can you talk about Eim Evarachal and Peronios? Because by the Mishnah, there's no bracha. We're saying in the Hanami, the Kasha is so stark, the Kasha is Gemara, the Kasha is right. Reish Lakish is only talking about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, Eim Evarachal and Peronios. Here there are brachas. Bizman HaMishnah, why Taka Eim Afsik and Beklolos? Reish Lakish is moded to the first pshat of Musar Hashem B'nei Altimah. There's a separate reason why you can't stop, because it's showing the difficulty in reading the Tochacha. You're not showing difficulty because you're making a bracha on it. That's Bizman Hazeh, Bizman HaMishnah. There is no bracha except only for Tchilo Basov. Musha the Gansen. Now, we say here, Tana, you should start before and you should start afterwards. We're makbid on the Zman of the Bracha. That's still going to be difficult because Tana is usually Lashon for Zman HaMishnah.
Oh, right.
Unless you say here, Tana means for afterwards or Amora, that should be a problem. There's ways out of it, but let's leave that to the side. Now, let's get to Abaye. Abaye said in Mishnah Torah, I'm sorry, we're only machmir in Parshas Bechukosai. In Kisavo, you could be posek, because Kisavo was more kal. What was the reason he said? So the main reason he said is, well, yeah, I want to focus on the other one, of Kisavo is from, sorry, Bechukosai. Bechukosai is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kisavo is the Mishnah Torah, that's from Moshe Rabbeinu. So one's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, one's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Musar Hashem B'ni Altimoth. It's showing a difficulty if you stop in the middle from Musar Hashem. That's Davko Bechukosai, not for Kisavo. So Zoktas Fas Emes, Abaye, who said this chiluk between Kisavo and Bechukosai, was only going in the world of Rav Asi, only going in the world of Musar Hashem B'ni Altimoth. There we say Davka Musar Hashem B'ni Altimos, but Musar Moshe Rabbeinu, it's more kal if you want to stop in the middle. Okay, so Abaye was reverting back to the first pshat, which was only Bizman HaMishnah. Musar Hashem B'ni Altimos doesn't apply nowadays. Nowadays, what's the only reason we have left to be Eim Afsik and Beklolos? Eim Evarchan Ala Puranios is the only reason we have left. Musar Shemini Altimos doesn't apply anymore because you're making a broch on it, so it's no longer showing a difficulty, correct? Musar Shemini Altimos doesn't apply nowadays. You're making a broch on it. The only thing left we have is Eim Evarchan Ala Puranios. Eim Evarchan Ala Puranios. Should there be any chiluk between between Bichakosai and Kisavo. Granted, it's Lashon Rabim versus Lashon Yochid, but on a Tzoras Rabim, this is Tzoras, they're both Tzoras Rabim.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to Tzoras Rabim. On a Tzoras Rabim, it is not appropriate to make a bracha. So, Benkachu Benkach, maybe we should be Machmir and say, Ein Mevarch and Ala Puranios, Bein Bekisavo, Bein Bechukosai. So, Ein Mafsik and Beklalos. And Abaye wasn't referring to nowadays, he was referring to back giving up shot back with Mala Mishnah. Lefizeh, we give now a tam for the minog, which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the Rambam also. He says nohagu nowadays also not to be posek be'emtza kisavo be'emtza Mishnah Torah. We just read that Abaye was mechalek. So where does this minog come from? So we're giving now. Sfasem says maybe this is a tam for the minog, a tam for the minog of to be machmir and not stop even in the middle of kisavo is because you'd be forced to make a bracha. Okay. It's a problem to stop and to make a bracha even in Parshas Kisavo because the svara of Eim Evarchan al Peronios applies equally Bein B'Mishnah Torah, Bein B'Kisavo, Bein B'Chukosai, Bein B'Kisavo, because they're both Tzoras Rabim, and you should, it's Eim Evarchan al Peronios but Tzoras Rabim. Abaye is not that way, so you can ask, the Minhag is not like Abaye. No, Abaye was referring to Zman HaMishnah. And Aramaic that stems from Reish Lakish, who is Bizman Azeh, and his svara applies equally to both Mishnah Torah and Taras Kohanim. So we're Miyashiv all the kashas according to this pshat. We asked before, you don't make a bracha anyways in the middle. So what Shaykh Eim Evarchan al Peronios? You don't make a bracha in the middle. No. That was Mana Mishnah, Reish Lakish talking about Bizman Azeh. How the Tanim was being said, yeah, Reish Lakish, not Rav Asi, that we didn't answer. We gave a chiluk, Mevarich ala Ra is only for Tzoras Yochid, not for Tzoras Rabim. Eim Evarchan al Peronios to Tzoras Rabim. And we gave a tam for the minhag bizman hazeh that we are makbid not to be posek b'emsa kisavo as well, because Ein Evarchan Peronios applies equally to that, and Abaye was only talking about bizman mishnah. That would be the sugya. Okay, Adkan.